Okay, now we're okay. Okay, so before start, so do one thing, okay? So you can just start with, okay? Actually, right now, I have a few announcements, few things to tell, okay? I have really the few things that first we have to do the small prayers for someone.
Now, there are a few persons asked me to do the prayers, so maybe so we can do the prayers. So she just passed away, I think. Yeah, so the first one is a very she just passed away very young age. She just passed away age of the 23. So what the way of the praying is that just for pray for to get the good rebirth in the Buddha's paradise or the Buddha's pure land. So from one point, this is just a life circle. The one we will born, then at last we will die. This is the one of the life circle. So life circle. So once we are born, then at last we have to die. There is no any between other way. So the once we are the born, then we have to die. This is just like the life circle. That's a life reality. Yeah. So once we are born, then we have to die because this is a life circle. So as I told you now, these just for this person who have passed away, just pray for them to born in the good rebirth in the Buddha's paradise. So that's why, as I told you several times, as I told you before. So now, so before that once we are born, so we have to die. That's the reality of the life. So as I always used to say you that the once we are born, before dying, have a peaceful life, have a meaningful life. That's the one important thing. Then that's why I always used to say the plan A. Plan B means that you are doing the practicing the Dharma, and after the death, just you have to try to born in the Buddha's pure land. That is the plan B. So I always used to say the plan A and the plan B. Plan A is the value of the living. Live happily, live peacefully, have a meaningful life. I always used to say the one thing. I think you remember that I always used to say the one thing. In the Vietnamese tradition, you always used to say that you may have a long life. You may have a long life. So long life. So that's why if you have a very good life, if you have a very happy life, then if you have a long life, then it's a good. Even if you have a very long life, if you are not happy with your life, what use of the living too long? Life is so that's what I have one experience with one of the person. I have one experience with one professor. Yeah, I have one experience with I have met the one professor. I know him very long back. So long time back, he told me that he nearly died. He nearly died, but luckily he have survived. Yeah, he was very sick and he nearly died. Luckily, he have survived. So what happened is that he told me that at that time when every one of his family member thought that he's going to die, everyone feel very sad. He told me that he have no regret, and that when he thought that now he's going to die, he have no regret. And he told his own family members that he had a very good life. He have no any complaint for his life. So he told his son told his son that he told me that he told all of his family members that he had a very good life. So he have no any complaint. No any regret. That's the what I call really. That is the one of the way of the living. That's a really way of. So as the good practitioner, this practitioner, you should have like these of the experience at the stage of the die, at the stage of the death. You should not feel any regret. That's the way of the Buddhist practitioner should be. How many years we have to live? No one knows. But how to live? How to live? It's in our hand. Whether live happily, peacefully, or live a very miserably, or live with a very unhappily. That's in our hand. How many years we have? We can live. That no one knows. But how to live, that is in our hand. Whether we can live happily or whether we can live unhappily, that's in our hand. The important thing is like that. So many people used to think that to live with happily, they think that they need something. In the reality, it's not like that. Many people used to think that to live the happily, to become the happy, they think that they need so many of the aspects. They need so many of the things. That's a totally wrong idea. So in the reality, it's not like that. So many people feel that when to become the happy, they think that they need a new thing, new object, new clothes, new things. In the reality, even without having the new objects or the new clothes or the new things, you can become the happy. I will give you the one example of the myself. So for myself, when I need the something, first I will make that how many things I need. I will just make a calculation. So example, so if I need the five things, if I need the five objects or the things, what will I do with? I will buy the only two. I will not buy the three. Because in the monk's rule, Buddha have told the one thing, be contented, be more contented, less desire. So less desire means what I have to do is that if I need the five things, what will I do? I will buy the only two things. I will reject the three things. I will not think about to buy the three things, even if I need it, even I require it. But still I'm happy. I'm not unhappy without having the object what I want. So that's why it's quite clear that so many happiness, it's not depends on the it is not depend on the material things. It more depends on your inner way of the thing. I used to always used to say, okay, now we have the plan A. So have a nice and peaceful life, happy life, plan B. Now, when
when we die, we have to pray and practice the Dharma to bring to born in the Buddha's pure land. Now, but today, what we have to do is we have to pray for the person who have passed away, these persons to passed away. Just pray for them, for them to get the more merits, to get them more merits to born in the Buddha's pure land. So from your side today, just for a pray for the merit field, okay? Pray for the merit field with these people may who are passed away. These people have a may born in the Buddha's pure land, okay? Amitabha's pure land. Most important thing is that the one point, the person who are passed away, quite sad. From one point, when you think about the person who are passed away, it's a quite sad. But the one thing that it's a reality nature of the samsara. You know the samsara. Yeah, it's a reality of the samsara, and everyone who have to go through the death. If you don't want to die, what you have to do? You have to obtain the Buddha. That's all. No, we have to die because we are in the samsara. That's a reality of the samsara. If you don't want to die, what we have to do is we have to obtain the Buddha. We have to become the Buddha. Just today, just pray for them, okay? Pray for them who have passed away. For myself, I will also pray for them. Pray for them, and just way of the praying is just pray for the merit field and pray for them to born in the Buddha's paradise or Buddha's pure land, okay? Not only these people, person who have passed away all over the world. Now we will start from last. I think I'm talking about the merit field. So I will just go on the talk from the merit field point. So merit field, as I told the before, so you can see the merit field that after you, the visualizing the merit field. So now you see the photos of the merit field, okay? Now, that's the top line. Isn't the top line? They are the five lines behind of the Lama Tsongkhapa. So in behind it, you can see the five lines. So central line, that's in the top of the central line. I think I already explained, isn't it? Now the central line, at the top of the center line, you can see that that's the Buddha Vajradhara. Vajradhara Buddha.
Vajradhara Buddha, yeah.
So other side, you can see that at the center, top of this, you can just see the right of the top of the center. It's a Yamalaka Buddha. And then left, it's a Atisha. And the first one is, I think, the Guhya Samaja. Guhya Samaja, I think, Daiti's name. Then as you can see, then the left, extreme left, I mean, the extreme left of the center line, top of the extreme left is Chakra Samvara. So but the point is that they are the, in the Tibetan, the Tantric Buddhism, there are so many different deities, so many deities. Now the most important point is that they the so many deities. Now you will think that which deity I should rely, which deity I should practice. Tibetan, we have the one saying, Tibetan, we have the one saying, practicing the one deity, then you will, you go to my point, when you are success with the practicing the one deity, you will practice all. You will succeed at all. So when you try to practice all, you won't succeed one. That's very true. So there are so many deities, but you have to focus on the, when you have to try to practice only the two or three, that will be the best. If you try to practice the all of the deities, at least you won't be successful at all. So that's why these three deities, behind of the day are the three deities are the main gate, the behind of the Lama Tsongkhapa. These three deities, I mean the Chakra Samvara, Yamantaka and the Guhya Samaja, these three deity are the main deity of the Lama Tsongkhapa. That's why it kept in the merit field.
While you are practicing the merit field, you will see the so many deities in this merit field. What you have to visualize, what you have to think is these all the deities are the manifestations of your guru or the Lama Tsongkhapa. In the reality, you have to visualize that these all deities and the Lama Tsongkhapas are not a separate, just a union, okay? Just one union. Now while you are the when you have to do the practices, usually so whenever, as I told the before, so whenever you have the some these all the visualizations, while you are doing the merit field visualization, once you pray for the merit field, when you are feeling sad, when you are feeling stress or whatever at that time, you can pray. While you are feeling the sad, or when you are not feeling happy, so at that moment you can just pray for the merit field to overcome the your suffering, overcome your sadness. After the praying, what you have to visualize that after the praying, then what you have to visualize that you have to visualize all the merit fields have dissolved into the your body. Okay, that the dissolving, that there are the few ways of the meditating, the dissolving the merit field into you. Is a various ways is just what you have to visualize that all the deities and all the Buddhas, and just what you have to visualize that the first dissolve into the Lama Tsongkhapa. Then the, after that, what you have to visualize that they should be the another Tsongkhapa from the heart of the central Tsongkhapa dissolve into the, your body. But the main Tsongkhapa and the main your the Tsongkhapa and the central Tsongkhapa should be there, okay? Just you have to visualize that another Tsongkhapa comes out from the central Tsongkhapa, and that Tsongkhapa have dissolved into the, your body, okay? So you can, that is the one way of the dissolving. Other ways of dissolving, the, what you have to do is that, that the all the merit field, you can just think the all the merit field, they are the another merit field just coming out from the, that original merit field which dissolve into the, your body, okay? Then after the dissolving the all the merit fields, or after the dissolving the gurus into the, your bodies, what you have to think is that, that now you have transformed into the better or a superior human. Then while the dissolving the your gurus and the merit fields into the, your body, what you have to visualize is, what you have to think is that, that now you have transformed into the Buddha. So other way is that while you are dissolving the merit field into the, your body, you can think that, that you have overcome the all of the your mental pain and the mental sickness, okay? Mental pain. So this is you can do anytime, okay? Because in our day we have to, so much of the challenges in our life, also so much of the pressure in the, your life. So whenever you feel a little bit unhappy or some, anytime you can do this type of the practice, okay? Now when you have the more free time, then you have to start for the 7 steps of the prayers, okay? 7 steps of the prayers. If you have the more time, first step is just do the prostration, okay? When you have the more free times, okay, then you can do the visualizing the merit field, then start to do the prostration, okay? Generally the prostration is to purify the all the your negative sins. Also very good exercise. Now the if you are more free time, then well, after the visualizing the merit field, then you have to do the seven steps of the prayer, 7 steps of the practices, okay? The first step will be the prostration, okay? There are the many way of the prostrations, okay? But I'm talking of the doing the prostration, the full prostration, full length prostration, okay? If you have no space to do the full length of the prostration, then you can do the normal prostration, any prostration, okay? So then the prostration, while you are doing the prostration, the most important thing is that, can you just show me the how you do the prostration? Maybe I will give you the how we what you have to think while you are doing the prostration. Now you are touching the 3 times, yeah? You are touched the 3 times, isn't it? You have to understand the meaning of the what does that mean, 3 times. What is the meaning of that? You have to understand. That's the 3 meanings of that, the touching, that's a means. In the Tibetan, we used to same, okay? That's the same prostration, okay? What we used to do, Tibetan, we used to do the same. This is a symbols of the, this is a symbol of the Buddha's body and mind and speech. So also the while you are doing the prostration, it means that the may this prostration purify the your negative sins of the speech, body and mind. Then what you have to do is that you are touching on the 5 parts of the, your body, 2 palms and the forehead and the 2 knees. It comes up 5 parts of the, your body touch on the ground. That's a 5 parts of the, which just that means of the 5 prostrating. It's a symbol of the prostrating towards the 5 Buddhas. Whenever you do the this prostration, what you have to think is that this prostration may purify the your negative sense of the, your body, speech and mind. That's why you have to touch the 3 points. From the tantric point of view, from tantra point of view, human's body have 5 main chakras. Here we are touching on the 3 points. These are most important chakras of our body. So human body have a 5 different chakras in our body. So these are the three main chakras of our body, okay? So we are touching on the head chakra, throat chakra, heart chakra. These are most important point of our human body to receive the Buddha's blessing. So when you have to receive the blessings of the Buddha, so which part of the body we can receive the blessings? Which can receive the Buddha's blessing is our nerves chakra. So Buddha's blessing should be received through head or throat or heart. So is that, that's why it's now the after the visualizing the merit field, then you, if you have a free time, just start to do the prostration, okay? Just start this prostration 3 times, 5 times or whatever, okay? This is the first step, okay? While doing the prostration, what you have to think is that you have to think that the may this prostration helps you purify the negative sins of the, your body, mind and speech. So also you can think that the may you obtain the Buddha's body and mind and speech. When you're touching the head, it means that you may think that the may you obtain the Buddha's body. When you're touching the throat, you should visualize that the may you obtain the Buddha's speech. When you're touching the heart, you should think that the may you obtain the Buddha's mind. Buddha have said the one thing. This is a saying of the Buddha. Buddha have said the one thing, that the night is a very long for the person who cannot sleep. The 1 mile, the 1 kilometer is a very far. Where 1 kilometer or 1 mile is a very far for the person who was very tired. So that's why the Buddhahood is a very far away person who have not understand the Dharma. Buddha have told that. Buddha is a very, Buddha Buddhahood is very far away for the person who have not understand the Dharma. That's why Buddha have told the person who have understand the Dharma, Buddhahood is not very far away. Person who can sleep very well, the night is not long. That's why person who cannot sleep, the night is very long. Before the practicing Dharma, you have to understanding the Dharma is the most important. First, understand the Dharma, then practice the Dharma, okay? Without understanding, you cannot practice the Dharma at all. So that's why the visualizing the merit field, then what we have to do, start with the prostration, okay? Start the prostration, okay? That's the purify the all of the your negative sins. Now, the whenever I talk of the prostration, there are the three different prostration. One's the mental prostration, oral prostration, and the physical prostration, okay? Once you cannot do physical prostration, you can do the mental prostration, okay? So that's why when you are traveling, so you can do the mental prostration, visualizing the merit field, and just visualize that the, not only you hold the sentient beings, a prostration stored the merit field, you can do that. Because the normally people, what they have to do, when they have the leisure time, when they have the nothing to do, they will think the unnecessary things. So much of unnecessary things, they will think, start to think all these unnecessary things. What do you think? Maybe you will think the most of the time, the negative points of the other. One occasion, so giving the teaching, at the time I was giving the teaching, I asked the person, participant, to find the five negative points of the self. So that's why one person told me that he cannot find any negative point of the himself. Because we cannot find it. Because always when we are the free time, we will think the negative point. Always we think the negative points of the other. So when you start with too much of the negative things of the others, point of the other, unnecessarily, when you think too much of negative points, then what will it all happen? You will feel more confused. You will feel more sad. That will happen. So when you start to think the unnecessary thing, you will get more confused. You will get more sad. You will generate more fear. That's the human nature. We will not leave our mind. We will think too much. We will overthink. So that's why what we are doing, when you have the free time, when you have the nothing to do, you can practice with all these points. Once all the Buddhist practices become the habits, then it will automatically, whenever you are the free, you will think the all these practice points. That's why it's just like that. So when we are feeling the stress, when we are thinking the unnecessary things, these also become like our habit. Now we have to remove that habit. That's a become the habit. To remove the habit, what you have to do? You have to put the new habit. That's why when you look at the chain smoker, when they have to remove the habit of the taking the the cigarette, what will they do is that they will introduce the electronic cigarette, because they are trying to put the new habit for that. When you look at a chain smoker, person who smokes a lot, for them, when the doctors try to get rid of their habit, what will they do is that they will introduce him the electronic cigarette. They will try to take the electronic cigarette. Once it's become the habit, then it's easy, not so difficult. So when it's just like that, so these are the practices, is just like the new habit right now for you. Initially, it will be difficult. Once you become the habit, so it will automatically, then it comes very easily. Yeah. So what you have to do is that now, now the first step is the prostration. Okay, mentally, you can do the prostration. Now the second is the offering. Okay, offering of the merit field. While you're doing the offering, what you can do is that you can offer, the offering is a mentally offering. Okay, this is not a physically offering. Okay, what you do is a mentally offering. You can do, you can offer with the mentally, you can offer the flowers and the whatever objects. Whenever you see the good things, you can mentally offer these all the good things to the merit field. So mentally offering is a very easy to do. Anyone can do it. So that's why they in the Lamrim practice, they have suggested to offer the most, and they emphasize more on the mentally offering. That's why one important thing is that whenever you do these practices, what you have to do is that you just visualize all the objects, the good objects, what you like, or that then you can mentally offer to the merit field. Okay, isn't it? That's the second. Yeah, the seven steps. Okay, the second step. This is the second step. Okay, then now the second point is what you have to do. Now the day is the first step. You got it. Okay, now the second step is the offering. Okay, so that's why. So whenever you're going out or whenever you are the free times, and then you can practice all this with the mentally. Okay, you can practice for the first. You have to start with the prostration. Then you start with the offering. Okay, I will tell you the one story. There is one man who works in the railway. Okay, railway office. He worked in the railway office, and later he got a retired age of the 60. Okay, he got retired from the. So he worked in the railway in so many years. So after his retirement, so he was just staying near of the railway station. Okay, his house is near the railway station. So whenever train passed from his house, he will count the every bogies or compartments of the train. So there is one. His grandson asked him why you are counting all this the compartments of the bogies of the train, whenever the train passes from our house, why you are counting? Because you are not walking in the railway. Why you have to count all the bogies and the compartments? apartment. Grandson asked him like that. Now that he told his grandson that it's a habit. Now he cannot get rid of that habit because it's his habit. So, yeah. But one day they are having the picnic in front of their house. So just the two train passes from near their house. At that time, that old man have not counted any bogies of that train. He have not counted any bogies. Okay, the bogies at that time, that bogies. Okay, the compartment that day, the two train passes is not counted. So his grandson asked him, the grandfather, why you have not counted today? Usually you count all the time. You count the bogies of the train whenever it passes from house. Today the two train passed near our house, but why didn't you count? Grandson, you ask him that usually even you, if you are retired from your work, you always count the bogies of the train. Even you don't have to. But today, why you have not count the bogies? That the old man told his grandson that today I don't count because today is a Sunday. Sunday I don't work. So it is just like that. So once you get the habit, it's a very difficult to get rid of it. So same thing like that. These practices, you have to make it as your habit. Then it will become very easy. Every practice will become very easy. Example with my own experience. I will tell you the one experience. One occasion in the Indian station, I was just asking the one question regarding about the arrival time of the train. I think you will know that the Indian railway stations are very hectic, very crowded. I mean the Delhi railway station is a very hectic and very crowded. So I was asked one person over there about the arrival time of the train. So that person have reacted and he gave me very harsh manner. He just answered me very harsh manner. Harsh manner that he have just asked me that I don't know. That very harsh manner, very loudly, very angrily. Suddenly in my mind, what comes in my mind that I just prayed for the Buddha. Buddha just bless him to reduce his anger. Suddenly prayers comes in my mind. But the point is that his harsh manner have not affected my happiness. Normally people, when someone use the very harsh manner, shows it will affect our happiness. So at that moment, his harsh manner not affected my happiness. So that's why practice should become your habit. So once it become habit, even like that situation, someone use a very harsh word towards you, you can practice. The practice will come automatically in your mind. Once the practice at that like that situation, if the practice comes automatically in your mind, then your mind will remain a very calm and a peace, even in this unfavorable condition. Okay, now today I will give you the two homework. Okay, first visualize the merit field, then visualize dissolve the merit field. Whenever you feel sad or whenever you feel angry, or just visualize the merit field, pray for the merit field to overcome your sadness or anger, then dissolve the merit field in your body. This is a one practice. Okay, you have to dissolving the merit field into your body is a receiving the blessings of the merit field. Okay, yeah, this is a way of the receiving the merit. Okay, once you have the free time, then start with the 7 steps of the practices. Visualize the merit field, prostration and the offering. Today we just went the 2. Once you understand the Dharma, then you have to practice the Dharma. Otherwise it will not affect, it will not help you. Okay, I always used to say the one thing, the Dharma is not helping in your day-to-day life. What use of doing the Dharma? Purpose of the Dharma is to bring the more peace, more calm, more inner happiness. That is the real purpose of the Dharma. So that's the point. Okay, so that's why the main important thing is that while you practice the Dharma, then you will bring the more inner happiness or inner peace in your mind. Then that is the real purpose of the Dharma. So otherwise that you are doing the Dharma and if there's nothing changes comes into your life, your mind, then you are wasting your time. Now I will leave for the few minutes for the question answer session. Okay? Yeah, now translate. There's a two way, okay, two ways of the thinking. So later one is better. First you just think yourself to enlightened, then try to save other. That is the better. First it is just like that, when the person who have a very strong compassion towards other, first he will not look at himself to the whether he have capacity to save others or not. They will just jump, try to save others. So that's why the better way is just think for yourself, just enlightened for yourself. Then you will get enlightened for get the enlightenment for yourself. Then you will have more powers to save the others. When the two people's drowning in the water, what have to do? First, don't try to save the other. Just try to get out of the water. Then try to save the other who are drowning in the water. Okay, so that's why you and your friends are drowning in the water, what you have to do? First, you try to get out of the water. Then try to save. That will be better. Yeah. When the person have a very strong compassion or the strong love toward that person in the drawing in the water, they will just try to save. That sometimes make the little, the difficulty for the boats. Okay, so that's why now the few other questions. But that why the whenever you think about the these two way, the later one is a better to say to obtain better yourself and the save other. Because I used to think that way. Yeah, now I will go with there's a few other questions. They're asking me why the Buddha takes the 7 steps, isn't it? Why the Buddha walked the 7 lotus when he was born? Yeah. I think this is a question of whose question? Why Buddha walked on 7 lotus person when he was born. Who's your question? Maybe I will explain with this the two ways. Okay, there's two ways just like that. The first of way, the Buddha, while he take the seventh step, is just like that. He just at that time he have said the one thing that he is the one, the superior, most superior in this world, while he's taking the seven steps, because he want to show that that's why in the Buddha's name is that the Tathagat. Tathagat is the one is the Buddha's synonyms. Tathagat means gone as same as before. I think this is translated from Chinese. Chinese translations are not very good. They call the Rulai. Yeah, Rulai is I think thus came. Rulai means actually that's a Sanskrit word. Tathagata means gone same as before. It's meaning of, that's why Buddha want to show that he is going the same as the before Tathagatas. He is going the same as the path as the Buddhas which visited this world before than him. Yeah, that's the one point. So other point is that while normally people when they're born they cannot walk, Buddha showed that he is the most superior. So that's why he just take the walk after the born. But the question is that while the Buddha taking the walk, whether he have took the walk on the lotus or not, no one saw that. Just the painter, I think they just draw like the lotus while he was taking the step. So if you ask me the why the Buddha took the seventh step, then I have the answer. If you take the Buddha, why he take the seventh step on the lotus, seven lotus, then you should ask the painter who draw like that. Seventh step is she's showing that he is going on the same way as the before the Buddha, the previous Buddha. So that's why his names began the Tathagata. Same, going the same as before. That's the word. Tathagata means a Sanskrit word. Tatha means a same. Gata means a go. Same go. It's like a same going. Same going. It's like that. Tathagata. Tatha means a same. Gata means a go. In the Sanskrit, that's a Sanskrit word. But the word they translated in a Chinese called a Rulai. Rulai means they have translated very different way. They call it about a just came like that. Rulai. So I think now Chinese, Vietnamese, you are using that Chinese, the translation. Now I will go with the Jit questions, isn't it? There's a Jit question. During the prostration, people will skip the one day without doing any prostration. Will that mean must start the count number of the prostration again? Is it true? Why do we lose those prostration? Must count. Okay. Generally, the one you know, the prostration number is not important. Okay. Quality is more important. Quantity is not important. Okay? When you look at market policy, there are the two way of the market policy: making price of the quality or the making the quality as compared according to the price. There's a two way. You got my point. Making the price of that product look according to its quality, or making the quality according to its price. There's a way of the. That's why it shows clear that the first one emphasizes on the quality, second one emphasizes on the quantity. So in the prostration same, now emphasis on the quality, not on the quantity. If I say you have the 10,000 prostration, then you will just think only the counts of the prostration. So whether you do the one or two or three, just do it properly, do it rightly. Okay, number is not important. Now second question is the people that you suffer caused by your karma in the past. Okay, now there's two of the suffering. Okay, one is caused by the past karma and one is not caused by the past karma. Okay, just example, when you cut your hand with a knife, that is not caused by the past karma. That is you are just causing your suffering, and it is not a Buddha's blessing. When you cut your hand and you are feeling the pain, it's not a blessing. So, okay, you are not receiving any blessing from Buddha. When you are having the pain, you can think that you have just purifying the negative sin. It does not mean that you should not try to overcome the pain. Now I will go very short. Okay, now the Hanoi is asking about that when you do the prostration, we should touch the 3 points. Okay, 1, 2, 3, only 3 points, not a 4. But sometimes it can be, sometimes it's 3 points mainly. Okay, can you see me? 1, 2, 3. Okay, 3 points. Okay, these are important points. Okay, 3 points only you have to trust. Okay, yeah. So now the other questions. What the question?
When I visualize the guru in the matter of the field, can I visualize you, Khansa Rinpoche?
Okay, if you visualize me, you have to pay for the fee. Okay. I'm just joking. Okay, anyway, fine. Anyway, whatever their convenience, okay? Their guru, their convenience, okay? Then now you can choose that. Can you just type the name of a master top lines at the far right? Okay, that's all, isn't it? Is there any other questions now? Okay, now another question. They asked me about can you just type the name of the master at the top line or the far right? Okay, do one thing. Maybe you will get that all the names of all the names, I think, in the book, in the liberation, in the palm. Okay. Now, as I told you before, today you have the two homework. Beside them, just pray for the person who I passed away. Okay, two person, as I mentioned before, passed away. One person who's sick. Okay, pray for them. Okay, okay. I will also do the prayer. Okay, for them. Okay, now the next Sunday I will have the oral transmission of the guru. The guru puja. We call the guru puja oral transmission. Okay, next Sunday. Okay, okay. Next Sunday. Okay, guru puja. Also I will say the oral transmission. Also I will do the prayers. Okay, the oral transmission. I think that prayers is not in the Vietnamese. I think it's available in the English and the Chinese, any language it is available. But just see whether you can get in the Vietnamese or what. That name is a Guru Puja. Yeah, then I will give you the oral translation of that. It was written by the Penchen Lobsang Chugin. Okay, just pray for them, okay? Yeah, it's a Guru Puja. Okay, I will give the oral transmission of that, okay, next Sunday. Okay, now I will stop here, okay? Thank you. See you.